U.S. greater than PDRM on the hunt for Kajang man who raped and prostituted 13-year-old daughter for 3 years, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzzpdrm on the hunt for Kajang man who raped and prostituted 13-year-old daughter for 3 years news. Na Kor Ming resigns as Deputy Speaker of the Parliament, Azalina Othman takes his place. Indonesian couple gets married in front of deceased father as they did not want him to miss it. Majin Senator suggests introducing sign language as third language in educational institutes. Passing on the torch, Syed Siddiq congratulates one of Spore's youngest MP-elect. Watch, adorable white lion cub rejected by his mother, bonds with zookeeper instead. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Mashiach. Here's what happened. People Features Lifestyle. Wob tries, we can't get enough of Myung Rang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. 10 authentic delicacies to try in Cebu, Sarawak, the new Fuzhou. 12 unique roti kanai in Malaysia you must try at least once. SG scientists are trying to harness energy from the shadow realm, for real. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee, black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A father is supposed to be a daughter's hero, however, sometimes fathers not only fail to live up to that notion but end up being on the complete opposite of that spectrum. One man in Kajang is now being pursued by the Royal Malaysia Police for doing the unthinkable to his 13-year-old daughter. As according to Bernama, the poor girl was raped and prostituted by her own father for over 3 years. His abusive behavior was discovered and reported to the authorities by the victim's aunt. Initial investigations revealed that the victim was believed to have been raped by her biological father when she was 10 years old and the mother knew about it, but no action was taken after the suspect promised not to repeat his actions, said Kajang District Police Chief ACP Mohd Zaid Hassan. He also added that the victim was forced to serve more than 20 customers brought home by her father. The suspect is believed to have brought the customers home and forced the victims to cater to their sexual needs, but no payment was obtained from them. This case is now being investigated under Section 376B 372 of the Penal Code and Section 43(1)(a) of the Children's Act. Anyone with any information regarding this case is urged to contact any nearby police station or investigating officer Inspector Hafiza at 018-390-3410 or 03-8911-4222. Stay tuned for further updates. Also read, should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized?
Source,
WITF. share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.